This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Why are you shaking your head?
Leave a comment
on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
Someone misspelled wish.
It's W-I-S-H.
Look at me. I didn't do it. I'm just saying, no, somebody just 3 minutes ago, W-I-I-S-H. You please come back to us, whoever that was.
Well, yeah, and sometimes if you do a voice to text, that's where that problem comes in.
Yarp.
So it's just four letters, folks. We want you to get your entry in. Text the word WISH, W-I-S-H, until noon to be entered in our statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest. This hour we're playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And we just had Sage in our group chat, and I think this is really important. Ooh. If you enter the contest and you don't get a text back from us, because that's where you can sign up for the bonus entry. If you don't get a text back from us, it's either because you misspelled the word or you have already texted stop to us. And so then we can't send you anything.
Yeah.
So if you're not getting any replies when you text in, then text start. So you will unblock us.
That makes sense.
Does that help?
That makes a lot of sense.
Right?
Sage,
that makes a lot of sense.
For the win.
He
uses them brains in the noggin.
He's a thinker. So text the word WISH via the Civic Media app and good luck. I want to give you a heads up right now. Mr. Global, Matt Randolph, is going to be with us on Monday at 10:33. Mondays with Mr. Global. Really looking forward to talking to him. The president-elect once again saying that he wants to lower food costs, although he thinks it's going to be much harder to do than he said when he was running, by the way.
Read Time Magazine's interview. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, he thinks, again, by cutting energy costs, that's going to bring the price of food down. And also, he's threatening Canada now with all these tariffs on oil. That's going to help us a whole bunch. Mr. Global is an oil and gas industry expert. He's been in it for 30 years. He has his own oil company in Oklahoma. He's very, very knowledgeable. He has the facts and the charts to back up everything he says and annoy everyone. So he's really a great guest. That is coming up on Monday at 10:33. Right now, though, it's 11:54. Calvin, that means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me. Send it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing is the Here's Looking at You Kid edition. We have mixed feelings about this, though, Greg Bach.
Yeah, we do.
Part of us, we'll tell you what it is first.
Yeah,
here's the headline from Alex Mitchell in the New York Post. Vandals are putting hilarious googly eyes on outdoor sculptures, but local officials aren't laughing. Talk about a sight for sore eyes. Bend, Oregon, have noticed that someone is taping great big googly eyes onto roadside sculptures, and it's costing them money to retake them down. We're talking about, you know, like deer statues. If you can imagine just any kind of public artwork, even if it's just a round ball, they'll put eyes on it so it looks like there's eyes on the round ball.
Yeah.
There are some pretty funny pictures there.
I would like to know, and I'm sure through a FOIA request we could find out, how much the actual cost is. Because, I mean, how much does it cost to just go, took them down? You might have to, like, get some Goo Gone on there and polish it up a little bit. But we're not talking millions of dollars are being spent on saving these statues of deer.
This Bend, the city in Oregon, posted to its Instagram account, quote, While the googly eyes placed on various art pieces around town might give you a chuckle, it costs money to remove them with care so as to not damage the art. The removal has run upward of $1,500 because of the adhesive on the googly eyeballs. Corten steel can lose rust patches from adhesives needing chemical treatment to rust evenly. Stainless steel requires strong solvents to remove the adhesive residue. Now, the Bend government is bargaining with folks, saying, while we don't condone putting on wreaths, Lays, or Santa hats, it would be better than adhesives, graffiti, and all things that can damage the art. So they're asking folks to stop with the googly eyes.
And just put hats on them now?
And just put a wreath around the neck of the deer.
I have a solution. You get a pair of googly eyes. Don't use the adhesive patches. Poke holes in the sides of them. Tie them around with string so they're still there, but the string is holding them up. And all I have to do is just get a hardy American-made pair of scissors. Cut them down.
I'll
donate 10 pair of scissors to Bend, Oregon. If you implement this tactic, the silliness is held up, the lovability is held up, and the art is saved.
Is protected.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah.
We're going to include this article in our show notes so you can take a look at the deer with the great big googly eyes. I think it's hilarious. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news that is coming up next, followed by the one and only Todd Alba, who is out on the left coast. He's in Seattle.
So cool.
He's going to be at the Packer game this weekend. So check out Todd. He's got your next keyword coming your way in the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you so much, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.